Fame and Fortune by Frederick Raphael. Episode 5. On the day when he was to appear on the panel of Alan Parks's television program, That's Asking, Adam drove up to Cambridge in his 280 SL in time to have lunch with Rachel. His daughter's thesis on Poets and Power in Imperial Rome had been received with unusual enthusiasm by her supervisor, Sheridan Rees, who had also been Adam's tutor, a man who was not renowned for easy compliments. Rachel had rooms in what members of the college called Very New Court, to distinguish its centrally heated, well-plumbed modernity from the Victorian edifice which, despite being more than a century old, was still called New Court.
Who could that possibly be? Come in, come in, whoever you want.
It's me, but you never guessed.
How are you, Daddy?
I am as you see me. The same as before, only later.
You look fine.
I walked through college. It's full of young people, and I'm still surprised and alarmed not to see any faces I recognize.
Well, I bet quite a few of them recognized you.
Two winced and looked away, so probably.
Well, come on. What's she like?
What's she like?
Comes... Well, she's not his wife, is she yet?
May never be, for all I know. You young people nowadays,
well, do you want a glass of wine or anything? I haven't booked lunch, but...
I don't care where we eat.
Then answer the question. Juliana.
Well, she is indeed the question. Blonde, slimish, apart from the obligatory bulge, blue-eyed, medium to tall.
I'm not a policeman, Daddy. The way you describe her, you'd think she stole your handbag. Get human.
She's a pregnant stranger. Looks German, doesn't talk it, excellent English. It's as if she was dubbed, very, very, very well dubbed. I think she loves Tom. I think Tom loves her. Or don't people do that sort of thing anymore? Your mother is...
My mother. I wondered when she'd come in.
Well, Bar thinks she has something over Tom, Juliana, but she doesn't know what it is.
What do you think?
I think he's been a bit of a hero. That is, I think she's made him one. I don't know what, but he did something to get her out of where she was. And it made him strong, and it's also made him not weak. It's made him...
grateful to the person who is grateful to him.
Mm.
He got her out of something, and she did the same for him.
Except...
with that, it wasn't the same thing.
Could well be it, and may well not be. God, I wish I'd never agreed to do this damn television thing tonight.
Then why are you doing it?
Well,
I have the answer right here, as it happens. I saved it from last time. Everyone twisted your arm, and you do love it when they do that.
You're getting wise on me, Rachel Morris.
To you, possibly. You had a girlfriend called Wise, didn't you, once?
Depends what you mean by had. In the modern sense, if it still is, I did not have that honour. I knew her, but not in the ancient sense. Sheila, why?
Her daughter's up here reading classics.
Oh.
I supervised her last home when Sheridan was laid up. Did you like her?
She had breasts like expertly wrapped presents, dare I say, and Christmas never came. I probably would have married her if she'd ever allowed me to undo them. We never got further than the sofa, luckily.
Got it! Juliana, tell me more.
We were all rather nervous and very polite, and that gets in the way of knowing anything, even what you feel yourself. It was such a relief to see Tom. And
she was in the way.
The family way, even, he could not fail to jest. That, you know, was probably it. Don't misunderstand me.
That's the only way to understand you, isn't it?
Hey! She looked wonderful, the way pregnant women do. The flesh glazed with triumph. Brilliant teeth, the electricity fully switched on, surgingly pneumatic. It's going to be a boy, apparently.
Are you pleased?
Between ourselves?
I don't see anybody else in the room.
No, I do. I see the recording angel with his stubby little pencil. Or is it hers?
If it was a girl, it wouldn't be Jewish. Could that be what the rueful smile means?
Nor will it be, nor need it be, even if it's a boy. The Semitic streak is getting thinner as the generations... What did generations do?
Generate, it seems. You have reservations.
Yeah, she was polite, she was beautiful. She helped with the washing up until your mother forcibly restrained her. She was a stranger, that's all. She didn't want to have to meet us, and why should she?
They haven't got any money.
I was the hurdle they had to jump, to put it...
And you...